According to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute. When the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the crowd was amazed. Some of them, however, said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he casts out demons." Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste. Every house will fall against itself. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you." When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. "Whoever is not with me is against me. Whoever does not gather with me scatters." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Yesterday we pondered the incredible treasure of God's Word with us. How we were not only to study that word, but to pass it on. Let it never pass from our memories. Give it as a great gift. We were able to ponder in the gospel how Jesus fulfilled, not abolished, even the smallest part of the letter. And that's what he hopes that we will do, so that through that word, we might come to fulfillment. But how has God's people responded to that summons? In Lent, we focus on those who haven't and those who have. Today's first reading, the prophet Jeremiah talks about those who haven't. "Commanded my people," God tells them through his young prophet, "listen to my voice. Then I shall be your God and you shall be my people. Walk in the ways I command you, so that you may prosper." But as we see at the end of the reading, God was saying about this people the sad words, "This is the people that does not listen to the voice of the Lord its God." Faithfulness is even out of its vocabulary. They obeyed not, they didn't pay heed. And then it gives four body parts which can illustrate what was happening. They turned their backs, not their faces, to me, a sign of betrayal. They walked in the hardness of their evil hearts. They were stubborn. And later, they have stiffened their necks, that they wouldn't turn with the Lord at all. They were focused, like a horse with blinders, on what their goals were. And their goals weren't God's goals. And they wouldn't be diverted from them at all. We have an illustration precisely of people with these stiffened necks, hardened hearts, and turned backs in today's gospel. Jesus had just cast out a demon. And at first the people were amazed, but the leaders of the people said, "It's by the power of the devil that he's casting out demons." No matter what he did, they were prepared not to accept it. We see this is exactly what happened even when he gave that sign of Jonah to this evil generation and rose from the dead. They tried to bribe the guards to lie that he in fact hadn't, and that the disciples had stolen the body. Jesus knew their thoughts. And so first questioned, if exorcisms are happening and they themselves are doing them, are they agents of the devil too? But then a stronger principle. The devil is trying to get us to turn our backs, to harden our hearts, and to stiffen our necks. If that's his goal, why would he exorcise himself from stiffened necks, hardened hearts, and turned backs? It makes no sense. It's logically inconsistent. But not even that argument was enough to sway them. We're in this second phase of Lent, in which we ponder the meaning of our baptism. And throughout these days, the Church almost goes through a checklist of the baptismal rite to help us focus and to help elect focus on just what baptism is supposed to do. During the period of Lent, adult catechumens are anointed with the oil of catechumens. Every one of us, likewise, in our baptismal ceremony, if we were baptized as children, had this anointing before we were baptized. And what is it? It's a prayer of exorcism. It's a very powerful prayer where our heart is anointed on the outside. And there's a prayer, Almighty, ever-living God, you sent your Son into the world to cast out the power of Satan, the spirit of evil, to rescue man from the kingdom of light and bring him, rescue man from the kingdom of darkness and bring him into the kingdom of light. We pray for this child. Set him free from original sin. Make him a temple of your glory and send your Holy Spirit to dwell within him. As we're anointing the heart with that oil of catechumens. It's a prayer of exorcism, precisely so that starting from the heart, it could be softened as a sponge to everything God gives, so that our faces, not our backs, would turn toward the Lord, so that we would constantly seek his face in prayer, and that our necks would turn wherever God turns. If it turns to a poor man, we turn with him. If it turns toward our sins to try to extirpate them, we turn with a solid examination. If it turns to someone who is suffering, we turn with the Lord's own Schwantna. St. John of God, whom the Church celebrates today, is somebody who experienced both ends of this. We have to preach about him because Sister Maria Cristina would not forgive us as a good Spaniard. He was originally Portuguese, but then he went to serve in the army of Castile, and while he was in the army, he picked up a lot of the bad habits of the soldiers, and he became quite licentious. Eventually, he went down to Andalusia, and it was there that he basically lost himself in a life of debauchery up until the age of 40. But it was at that point that the Lord started to make his call to conversion clear. He heard a homily by St. John of Avila, and in the midst of the homily just started weeping uncontrollably and loud. He knew he needed to change. He went to confession to St. John of Avila, and that was consequential. He converted, started to care for the poor. Then he recognized that nobody was caring for the sick, and he started to care for the sick, including the really sick that everybody was afraid to catch their diseases. And eventually he founded a group of men around him, the Hospitallers, to be able to continue that mission. At first, his heart was hardened, his neck stiffed. his back turned. But the Lord, with great love, came for him to turn everything back to the way God had made it. From that point forward, his body parts, his mind, heart, soul, and strength, were not just turned to the Lord and turned to their neighbor, but he helped so many others to learn how properly to polarize all that we are and have. At the end of today's gospel, Jesus describes something which we have to ponder each Lent. He says, "Whoever is not with me is against me. Whoever does not gather with me scatters." Jesus wants all of us to be with him. He wants us, similar to St. John, to be so with him that we seek to gather with him. But we know that there is another passage in St. Matthew's Gospel that describes whoever is not against us is for us. St. John Chrysostom used to compare these two passages, saying they seem on the surface to be contradictory, but they're never contradictory. And the way that these two passages are harmonized, he said, is to admit that there are parts of us that are with the Lord and parts of us that are not. That there are parts of us that are gathering and other parts that are driving people away. And the real thrust of Lent for us is to examine those parts of us that are not yet fully with the Lord, so that we might in fact turn to him with all our hearts, rending them wide open to his help. We can't do that solely on our own, but we have great confidence that the Lord Jesus is that stronger man, and even with his finger will annihilate the devil who tries to turn us against him. Today, as we come forward to celebrate this Mass, we recognize that Jesus wishes to come within, to continue that work he began on that day of our baptism, when the power of Satan was cast out and we became a dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. If today you hear his voice, open wide your heart. Praise be Jesus Christ.